So we will continue talking about that. And tonight I wanted to talk about the opposite of humility, which is pride. We know that pride is one of the seven deadly sins. And we have to be aware of this because the opposite of virtue is vice, is sin, right? And if this is in our hearts, in our souls, that is an impediment for us also to receive this gift. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, we read that the virtues, they mold us, they configure us to Christ. So we want to be configured to Christ. And since we don't have the gift as Adam and Eve, they receive it. Adam and Eve, they didn't have to be formed in the gift because they possess the gift. They possess the gift. We don't have this gift naturally. We have to learn the gift. That's what our Lord instructed Luisa. Luisa wasn't born with the gift. She had to be instructed. She had to learn the gift. So this is what our Lord is doing with her. He's forming her. Of course, Luisa received some graces, the graces that she needed for this gift, to be the recipient of this gift. But through her life, we also see how we can learn this virtue. So the opposite of humility is pride. We know that Satan sinned, right, through pride. And in inducing Eve to commit the same sin that he did, to be disobedient and to be prideful, in that act, they separate themselves from God. They didn't remain in the place God put them because of the disobedience, the act, the opposite act of humility. They exercise their free will in a prideful way against God. So humility, right? Humility is something that the evil one is always going to attack, always, always, because he wants us to lose the gift that God has given us. So there is nothing that irritates more, right, the evil one, than an act of humility. And we learn how to do acts of humility. We read from the first volume how our Lord taught Luisa Picaretta, and he gave her this image, to be like a little child. To be like a little child and to see ourselves like that we cannot do anything without him, that we depend constantly on him, constantly on him. To say, Jesus, I'm the little one, come and help me. Look, I'm in swaddling clothes. Come and help me. Come and help me. So always this position of the soul, to depend on our Lord, to know that without him, we cannot do anything. And our Lord invites us to be humble like him. We find this even in sacred scripture in Matthew 11, 29. We see that our Lord tells us to be humble like him. And this is something that we all always have to remind ourselves. Our Lord says, learn from me that I am meek and humble of heart, right? And by mortifying our pride, our self, our ego, our own will, right, we will obtain this virtue with the help of our Lord, of course. So Satan sinned through pride. By pride, right, he induced Adam and Eve to sin. So how can we overcome this? How can we overcome the evil one? So our victory, we can defeat the evil one, right? By the power of this virtue, by becoming humble. Humility is the basic and fundamental virtue, basically, that without this virtue, no spiritual progress can exist. Without this virtue, without this foundation, the spirituality, right, cannot develop in us. All that we construct, it will not have a firm foundation, because the soul always will be, right, unstable. And we have to meditate and we have to reflect upon this great virtue that constitutes one of the foundation for the spiritual life. Why is so important this this virtue? Perhaps we can go to one of the writings of Luisa Picarreta. In the Book of Heaven, I believe is December 3rd, 1899. Our Lord talks about humility and how humility safeguards the gifts that God puts into the soul. This means that the soul, right, when the soul is humble, when the soul acquires this gift of humility, that safeguards everything that God gives us. So it gives the guarantee to God that we are not going to appropriate those gifts for ourselves, that we are going to recognize God always as the giver of those gifts. So perhaps we can go to that passage. Let me find this one here in the writings of Luisa. It is December 30th, 1899, in which the Lord talks about humility also, and some of the mortifications that the soul has to do. Let's go to January. That was not the correct entry. It's January 1st, 19. So in this passage, our Lord says the following to Luisa Picarreta. The more the soul humiliates herself and knows herself, the closer she draws to the truth. And being in the truth, she tries to push herself along the path of virtues, from which she sees herself very far away. And if she sees herself to the path of virtues, immediately she realizes how much there is left for her to do, because virtues have no end and they are infinite, as I am. Virtues have no end. This means that as long as we are alive, there will always be room for improving, for growing in these virtues, specifically in the virtue of humility. We can grow always in the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. And later on, we are going to see how these virtues, they give, they are connected with each other, and how the virtue of love, right? God is love, and the virtue of love basically is present in all of them. But for now, that we are looking at the virtue of humility, that is so, so important. Because again, the soul who has this virtue, it gives the assurance to God that this soul will not appropriate the gifts that God puts in that soul. And the door still is open in that soul. That soul is open to receive everything that God wants to give, specifically with the gift of the divine will that we want to receive and we want to acquire. it is very important for us to follow the same path as Luisa Picarreta, to be formed in the same school, basically, to be formed by our Lord Jesus through these volumes, the Book of Heaven, and to a little by little acquire these virtues. And remember that these virtues, they are acquired by repetition. This is what the Catechism of the Catholic Church in the section of the virtues tells us, that it's habit. It becomes a second nature to us the more we practice them, the more we repeat them. So how do we unite ourselves in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass? This is something that we talked about last week too, that in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, we see our Lord Jesus humbling himself, right? Becoming humble to the point of giving himself up for us. Of course, St. Paul tells us that he humbled himself to become like us in the incarnation. It's a humiliation that God becomes like us in everything but sin. In the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, for all of us who know about this gift of the divine will and who want to acquire these virtues, it's very important that our efforts be nourished, that we may be fortified through the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. So in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, we see the prayer of our Lord Jesus to the Fathers. We see that it is at that moment that our Lord Jesus is offering himself up to the Father in a complete humiliation, right? In a complete humiliation, he is offering himself to the Father in a complete annihilation. He's annihilating himself, humiliating himself. He's renouncing to his will. It's a total act of humiliation. He's humbling himself. And in this act, he's also suffering. He's suffering and he's offering himself for souls. So when we, especially that we know this gift of the divine will, we have to understand also the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, that the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is totally different. It's totally different to any kind of gathering, to any other kind of gathering. That in the Holy Sacrifice, we go to Calvary. That sacrifice is being repeated. So if Jesus humbled himself to the Father on the cross, and he united himself with the Father, renouncing to his will in a total act of self-giving, we have to see the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass in this way, that whenever we go to Mass, each one of us is going to offer himself to the Father. Each one of you, right, when you go to Mass, you offer yourself to the Father through Jesus. And in this offering, you see how the human will can be united with the divine will, with the will of Jesus. And how we, through the humanity of our Lord Jesus, through the humanity of our Lord Jesus, we are able to access his divinity. So when you, in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, unite yourself, you humble yourself, and you unite yourself to Jesus, right? He takes you by the hand, and he's able to introduce you to the Holy of Holies. Because as the high priest, he's the one who removes the veil and who has access for all eternity to the Holy of Holies, which is before his Heavenly Father. And it is only through the hands of the High Priest, Jesus, that we are able to have access to this place. And it's only through the hands of our Lord Jesus, through his human will, through his humanity, that we have access to his divinity. And at that moment for us, right, that's the highest moment and the moment that we can unite ourselves to his divine will. So see yourself as a little lamb. Now we pass from the image of seeing yourself as a little child. Now see yourself as a little lamb that is going to be sacrificed in union with Jesus. That you are that little lamb, that your will. Your will is that little lamb that is going to be sacrificed in union with Jesus so that the Father may be able to receive you as a perfect sacrifice, as a perfect oblation. Your will is being offered there at the cross, at the Eucharist, together with Jesus. It's only in union with him that we are able to enter into this mystery. So it is very important that you see, you have this understanding. So when you go to Mass, it's going to be totally different. Everything that you bring in your heart, in your soul, whether it's suffering, whether it's joy, anything, all your intentions are there. You are offering yourself to the Lord, with the Lord. You are offering yourself to the Father in union with his son Jesus. So last week, I think I mentioned something. I say something like, something that you can say. You can say, Jesus, I offer myself in union with you to the Father. Talking with our Lord Jesus. Jesus, I offer myself in union with you to the Father. I offer my will in union with you to the Father. If you want to talk to our Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, I offer myself in union with your Son, Jesus, right? But at that moment of the offering is a very important moment that we have to have awareness of that. And this is what we are trying to do in this sessions, that we have to understand our faith. We cover the Ten Commandments, the theological virtues, the cardinal virtues. We are talking specifically about the virtue of humility and how important that is for us to receive this gift, because it safeguards the gift of God in us. And we also want to have the understanding of the sacraments, the understanding of the sacrament of confession, the sacrament of the Eucharist. Now I want to go a little bit with the sacrament of confession. And this passage comes from volume third from the Book of Heaven, and it's from January 5th, 19. And our Lord tells us something about the sacrament of confession. It tells us that just as sin wounds and gives death to the soul, so that the sacraments, the sacrament of confession, give life, heals the wounds, and gives back vigor to the virtues. So it gives life to the soul, it heals the wounded soul, and it gives the strength, it strengthens the virtues, right? It strengthens the virtue of faith, hope, and charity. It strengthens the virtue of temperance, prudence, justice, and humility, and the rest of the virtues. They receive strength through the sacrament of confession. So, just to show you how our Lord Jesus is teaching Luisa Picarreta, is forming Luisa Picarreta, right, through the sacraments of the church, remembering that this gift is not separated from the rest of the teachings of the church. This gift is in total harmony with the doctrine of the church. And this is a clear example of how our Lord Jesus is talking about the virtues and the sacrament of confession, how they are related, how the sacrament of confession heals. The sacrament of confession is one of the sacraments that we call them sacraments of healing, together with anointing of the sick, right? The sacrament of confession forms part of that group of the sacraments of healing. And we know that all the sacraments, they heal us. The sacrament of marriage, I have mentioned also in the past, that is one of the sacraments that was created in the state of grace before the fall of Adam and Eve. But that can be for other class. But for now, for today, that what we want to make clear is that our Lord Jesus is forming Luisa Picarreta, right, with the teachings of the church, is using the teachings of the church to form her and to bring her into this spiritual formation that she has to go through in order to receive this gift, remembering that she wasn't born with the gift of living in the divine will. So she's our example of how we can acquire this gift by following the teachings that our Lord Jesus left in the church. Now I want also to go to the same book, the third volume of the Book of Heaven, and we want to go to passage that comes from January 12th, the same year, 1900. And our Lord keeps talking about this gift of humility. And why is he talking about humility so much, right? Humility is the opposite of pride. And pride was the sin through which Satan, right, disobeyed. He lost the gift. He became prideful. He's one of the seven deadly sins. So we want to eradicate this from our souls. We don't want to have this in our soul. And how we do this? With the opposite. What is the vaccine? What is the vaccine for pride? The vaccine for pride is humility, right? So our Lord Jesus, in this passage, he says that humility should be called knowledge of self. Knowledge of self. And one who does not know himself already walks in falsehood. So to know ourselves, we have to know ourselves, our limitations. It requires humility to know our limitations, to know that without our Lord, we cannot do anything. Our Lady, in this, in the Canticle of Mary, she says, "My soul magnifies the Lord." And then she mentions that the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has seen the humility, right? And then Our Lady continues to praise the Lord. Is the praise of the soul to God, the praise of the soul of Our Lady praising God and telling us how our Lord, right, he has filled the hungry with good things, the rich he has sent away empty. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and the humble, the lowly, he has lifted up. So humility is very important for us. And one of the things that we have to do according to the Book of Heaven in this passage is to know ourselves. It requires self-knowledge of who we are. Not so that we can get depressed, right? Because in knowing ourselves, We can become depressed to see, well, I'm so far away from, acquiring this and looking in ourselves, but this is not the point to become depressed. No. Remember that we have the gift, we have the virtue of hope that is given to us in baptism. And hope tells us, right, that there is a reason that it gives us a vision that there is something greater, that to persevere, it gives us the assurance that we have to persevere. So in knowing ourselves, our limitations, we don't have to be depressed, but that should be for us, right? Something that will encourage us to keep working on this, on ourselves, to acquire this virtue, knowing that this is something that our Lord really, really loves in us, humility, humility. And this is a virtue that we find in Our Lady, right? We find in the person of Our Lady, we find in the person of Luisa Picarreta, and we see, you read the volumes, you see that Luisa Picarreta learns, and how different, right, Luisa Picarreta is in the first volumes of the Book of Heaven, and in the last volumes, how much progress she made. And this didn't happen from one day to another, right? Her whole life, perseverance. And even at the end of volume 36, we find Luisa complaining, right? We still find her complaining. But for us, that we are little babies, right? Little children, asking our Lord Jesus to help us, doing acts of humility. This is how we are gonna encounter victory over the evil one, because the evil one doesn't like acts of humility. He doesn't like acts of humility. So there is also another reason for us to keep doing those. In this same passage, our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picarreta the following about humility. He says, only my humanity was filled with opprobrium and humiliations. Right? My humanity is like a staircase through which we can ascend to him. So we have to see the humanity of our Lord Jesus, right, as the key for us to ascend to his divinity. It is only through his humanity that we are able to enter into the divinity, to reach this union with our Lord. My divinity united to my humanity will operate prodigies at each step, work, everything. So his humanity, the humanity of our Lord Jesus, is the key for us to reach to that. Now let us see what our Lord Jesus says in this same passage about humility. He says, humility draws grace. Humility breaks the stronger chains. So this is something very important for us. In knowing ourselves, we have to recognize those things that are difficult for us. It's part of being humble. It's recognizing that we need assistance, we need grace. And our Lord Jesus here, he comments, humility breaks the strongest chains which are sin. In other words, humility is able to break the strongest sins and tendencies in us. When we were talking about the Ten Commandments, one of the reasons that we have to examine ourselves through the Ten Commandments when we go to confession is because in going through the Ten Commandments, in examining ourselves through the Ten Commandments, the confession that we make will be so effective, right? We will discover all things that are for us, that for us are difficult. And it requires humility to recognize. I can tell you that whenever the soul goes to confession and is able to recognize, to look in himself or herself, the things, right, that are lacking or that need to be changed, it is so a beautiful confession. Confession requires humility to recognize who we are. It requires, as our Lord Jesus says, self-knowledge. So many people, they want to go to confession and tell the priest how wonderful they are, right? Well, that's nice, but that's not really a good confession. Or some people, they go to confession and they want to tell the priest somebody else's faults, right? Somebody else's sins, but that's not an effective confession for the soul. It requires self-knowledge of ourselves and humility to receive the graces that flow from the sacrament of confession. You see another way here how the sacrament of confession is so related with humility and why humility is so important. If we really want to be honest with ourselves and we really want to grow in this virtue, right? To acquire this virtue in order to receive something greater, which is the gift of living in his will. If we want our Lord to trust us with such a great gift, right? We have in a way to prove ourselves spiritually that we are able to receive this gift. Of course, I'm talking in a human way, right? So this is what our Lord says. Humility draws grace. Of course, it draws grace, because when we make a confession that is based in the Ten Commandments and we know ourselves, we don't try to excuse ourselves, but really to receive that grace is so effective. Then he continues and he talks more about humility. He says that humility is the salt which spices all virtues. Humility is the salt that spices all virtues and preserves the soul from the corruption of sin. In the gospel, our Lord Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth, right? You are the salt of the earth. And humility, how important this virtue is, because it says it spices all virtues. It strengthens them. Then again, he gives us this image. Humility is the little grass which sprouts along the way, right? And humility is like a gentle graft which renders the wild plant, right, to be gentle. Humility is the sunset of guilt. Humility is the newborn of grace. Humility is like the moon, which guides us in the darkness of night in this life. Humility is like the merchant who knows how to trade his riches. Right? Humility is like the key. Humility is the key of the door of heaven. Such that no one can enter if he does not keep this key in good custody. Finally, otherwise, it will never end and it will be too long. Humility is the smile of God and of all heaven. And it is the crying of hell. Very strong images, very strong examples that our Lord uses about the gives us about this this virtue of humility. So we know how to do acts of humility. We know how to do acts of humility. We need to practice those. We need to have this awareness when we go to Mass, how to unite ourselves with our Lord Jesus in his offering to the fathers, how to make a good confession based on the Ten Commandments, right? And we have a good notion of what humility does in us. So now it is up to us basically to put into practice all that we know and to see this relationship between the sacraments and the virtues. One of the ways we can see that what our Lord Jesus is given to Luisa Picarreta in the Book of Heaven is not contrary with what the church teaches, is that we can see the relationship between sacred scripture, the sacraments, and this gift. We are able to understand sacred scripture through this gift. And we are able to understand this gift also through sacred scripture and the teachings of the church. So there is nothing that contradicts. Sometimes you will encounter maybe some things that are a little difficult to understand, but for those passages, we just have to try to understand it and to seek, right, somebody who is able to explain it to us in the light of the church or what the church teaches. Before we finish tonight, I want to go a little bit with one of the letters that Luisa Picarreta writes. She's a wonderful teacher. Some of you who have the blue book, or sometimes it's the yellow book, so many colors now, right? But in there you find the letters and you find the 24 hours of the Passion of our Lord Jesus. In the final section of that book, you will find the letters of Luisa Picarreta. And in there, Luisa Picarreta, she has correspondence with different people. And she writes very, very clear and very beautiful about this gift, right? About this gift of living in the divine will. And tonight I wanted to just go through one of these writings that, okay, I think is this one. Okay, this one is from in your book, is number 67. Of the letters. And in there, she's writing to, I believe it's a, I'm not sure if it's a nun or it's a lay person, but it's a woman. And she writes the following. Okay. Says, my good daughter in the divine volition, but as a mother who loves her daughter, I want to see my daughter growing in the divine will. How happy you will be and how content will be dear Jesus. You will be his favorite. Do you want to know how to grow in the fiat? By calling it in everything you do. whether natural or spiritual. In fact, everything belongs to the divine will. Therefore, it wants to love together with you. And if you call it, it gives you its love in your power. It gives you its love in your power in order to be love. It gives you its sanctity to make yourself a saint. Its light to allow you to know yourself and to eclipse weaknesses, miseries, and passions, so that they may no longer have life in you. Okay, let's stop a little bit there. I thought this will be a wonderful example to relate with what we have been talking about tonight with the gift of humility. In this passage that our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picaretta that humility brings grace to the soul, right? Luisa Picaretta, in her teachings, she basically is writing to this woman and is explaining what the divine will does in us. And it says, gives light to you. It gives understanding. And it says, in everything you do, natural or spiritual, by calling this gift, right? When we do the acts of humility, the passage that we read last week, that comes from April 3rd, 1899, about us doing acts in the divine will, seeing ourselves as a little child, asking and praying to our Lord to come and do it with us because we are unable to do it, right? This is what Luisa Picaretta is saying. By calling the divine will in everything you do, whether it's spiritual or natural, right? By calling it, then it will give you light, right? It will no longer leave you. If you do so, it will feel, the divine will feel as queen in my daughter, who is so far away, right? By ruling in you, basically he's saying, by ruling in you, the divine will find its place of honor in your heart, in your soul, right? It will be in everything you do. Then there is something here. Its light allows you to know yourself, right? Then will be the gift of life, the gift of the divine will, basically allowing us to discover those things that need to be removed from us. The Spirit of God, we could say, searching our souls. This is what sacred scripture tells us, that the Spirit of God is able to search the souls. So this is what Luisa Picaretta is saying in this letter. The light that comes from this gift will allow you to know yourself so that to eclipse your miseries and your passions, right? Your passions will be eliminated. And this is what our Lord Jesus says the same in the passage that comes from January 5th. In the third volume, it says, humility breaks the stronger chains, which are sin, right? Of course, Luisa Picaretta says it in a very simple way. She's a wonderful teacher. She's a wonderful teacher of this gift. So I encourage all of you to look at these letters. You know, they are very simple to understand. And just to humble yourself before the Lord, you know, just to recognize our nothingness, really, that without him, we cannot do anything, that he is the one who is able to transform us. And this transformation has to be for the praise and glory of our Heavenly Fathers, for the salvation of souls, not even for our own glory, for our own good, but first of all, for the praise and glory of God the Father. And for the souls, because God loves souls. And by us possessing this gift, souls can be saved, right? souls can be saved, and especially again, I want to go and to imprint that in your heart, in your mind, that whenever you go to Mass, please go with that disposition that you will go and you go to Mass, and in there you unite yourself with Jesus so that you become an offering to the Father, right? And in there is your whole prayer, because Jesus is able to see everything that is in your heart, everything that needs to be removed. And the exchange of that is that he will be able to pour into your soul also what is needed for you. So as the scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from your heart, right? From the heart that unites his heart to the heart of Jesus. So also, what a great consolation that in this, right, we annihilate ourselves because we humble ourselves together with Jesus, right, to be presented before the Father. To be presented before the Father. So our soul there in Calvary is being annihilated, is being humiliated. And that's where the mystery of our redemption happened, in Calvary, right? The final completion. So in there, your human will is being sacrificed in union with Jesus, right? So just look at that and try to have this disposition in your heart, in your soul, because through that sacrament, the other virtues will receive also that strength that we need. You can, I already told you where did I read from these passages, letter 67. You can finish reading that. It's a wonderful letter. And again, Luisa Picarreta, wonderful teacher that she is at the end of this letter. Luisa Picarreta says the following: I commend myself to your prayers, and I leave you in the center of the divine fiat that you may receive his continuous life, his loving kisses, his squeezes, so tight that you will never be able to get off his paternal knees. You will remain in his arms like a little baby to receive the fruit of his divine will and of his love. This is the same prayer, my same wishes for you, that you will remain that as that little baby in the arms of our Heavenly Father, in the arms of our Lord Jesus, in an act of humility, knowing that without him we cannot do anything. So with this, we conclude this class, and I hope you can join us next week, and we will continue talking about the virtues. We will go to another virtue next week that is important too. And I encourage all of you to go through the material, the passages that we read from the Book of Heaven tonight, especially this one that comes from volume, the third volume of the Book of Heaven, that is January 5th, 1900. Is very important passage about humility. And knowing that also, you know, humility, all the virtues, they are being nourished at every time we do acts in the divine will. They receive strength every time we receive the sacraments. They are being nourished. So that's why it is very important that we may remain in the state of grace and do your acts. All right. So with this, we conclude our class, and we have about 5 minutes for questions, comments related.